sure that there were more than four downs run. So they may have run five downs.
Instead of the game being over, it appears that the Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive.
He's walking.
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Fielding the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Snap. Placement. Kick by Hartley. And it is. It is good. It's good. It's good. Pigs have flown. Hell is frozen over. The Saints are on their way to the Super Bowl.
To the fifth down.
Yes, the second to last fifth down of the year of the 2021 season. We are so close to the 2022 Super Bowl, it's not even funny.
Which will be taking place in L.A. unless COVID rules stop that from happening. And then their backup plan is to play that game in Dallas. But if they play it in L.A. and you just finished watching the game, you know that we have another home team playing in their stadium.
For the Super Bowl.
2 years in a row for the Super Bowl.
Not sure how I feel about that, but I like it.
Before we start digging into it, let's just say congratulations to the Rams and congratulations to the Bengals for playing a phenomenal game this morning.
This afternoon. Whatever.
The Rams played a really hard-fought defensive game and were able to pull out the win. But let's go ahead and start with the... let's just recap this game as best as we can, because, I mean, it's finished. It's still fresh in everybody's mind.
I mean, look, both quarterbacks go for a decent amount of yards, two touchdowns and a pick, right? It was a defensive effort we thought it was going to be, honestly. Both defenses played really well at certain points in the game. And, I mean, just the Rams were able to pour it on defensively and offensively enough in the fourth quarter to come back and win that game.
Yeah, Matt Stafford was finally able to do what he was unable to do in Detroit and win some playoff games.
Win playoff games and now get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what they bought their team for, right? And they've almost been dethroned like 2 weeks in a row with, awesome defensive play. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens because the Bengals are pretty hot right now, in case you haven't been paying attention.
We'll get to that game in a minute, but I think for the Rams, it's going to come down to they face the toughest defense in the playoffs just now.
Yes.
Okay. No question. And one of the most underrated as far as the offenses go for San Francisco, right? But, I mean, it's not really underrated. They're a great offense with some super talented players. And they built that up over a couple of years. It's not the build to win now Rams. It's San Francisco that we've seen developing for 3-4 years now.
Yeah, the problem with the San Francisco 49ers is that they rely on that run game, right? And when it's down to a minute 30 and you're relying on the arm of Jimmy Garoppolo to win the game for you, you get exactly what he did. He threw a pick in the last play for them. And that's exactly what he's done in his career. And that's his biggest fault, is that he just can't produce when during that final drive.
He's not the guy who's going to go out and win you the game. Jimmy Garoppolo is a good quarterback. He's top half of the league for sure. But he's a game manager at the end of the day. He relies on his players and he's got great players around him. So, I mean, he threw about a little better, like a hair better than 50%. Okay. QB rating 87.1, while Stafford posted a 96.3. And, they were in a position to win this game. And that last interception by Garoppolo really, I mean, that was it. You throw a pick on one of the last drives of the game, you're going to lose that game.
Yeah, I mean, that's still the deal. But, I mean, honestly, the defense was getting tired because 49ers offense wasn't able to produce anything in that last quarter. So they were out on the field for most of the time. And, that gets you winded. And that pretty much spells doom for you, especially with a defense like the 49ers, one of the top in the league. But when you get beat down and beat down and beat down, there's only so far you can go.
Yep. There's not much you can do once the
And then the momentum swung. So, I mean, once that momentum flipped like it did, I mean, it was just basically, you know, the writing was on the wall.
So. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it is what it is. So, quick highlights. Deebo Samuel, as always, was dynamic in this game. He had 7 carries for 26 yards, 4 receptions for 72 and a touchdown. Elijah Mitchell was not as much of a factor as we thought he would be, but he did really well. He had 11 carries, 20 yards, which was terrible because they just couldn't run against the Rams. It was just really rough.
Right. You're not really going to run against that.
No, but Mitchell did catch 3 balls for 50 yards, and then Brandon Ayuk put up 69 yards in the air. Kittle got his touchdown. You know, you had enough weapons to where you could have won this game for sure. But they didn't. Yeah. And then, you know, on the other side of the ball, Cam Akers had 13 carries for 48. Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham they shone, man. Cooper had 11 for 142 and 2 touchdowns. Odell got 9 receptions for 113 yards. Like, this is just, it's something that I'm very happy to see. All the players that are going to the Super Bowl, I'm happy to see go.
Okay. Right. I mean, I've been at Matthew Stafford.
I'm a longtime Matthew Stafford fan. I've always thought he would, you know, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. Bye, Cat. But to see him always struggle in Detroit and have those maybe like 2 opportunities he had to go to the postseason and then just get knocked out, right? So, I mean, I'm a big fan of his. I love Cooper Kupp. I think he's just a great student of the game. The guy is, you know, as much as we think, oh, it's receivers just go out, run, catch the ball, right? Cooper Kupp's just been he's been a great blocker. He's been a great everything, right? He's going to get Offensive Player of the Year, that's for sure. I think deservedly so. Odell, it's great to see Odell get to a championship. I'm phenomenally happy for him.
Yeah.
The guy just has been stuck on teams, you know. What was his rookie season?
That was right after they won that second
Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was right after the second one, right?
Let's see. 2000.
Yeah, he doesn't have a Super Bowl, so it had to be either 1 or 2 years after the second Super Bowl.
2014.
Yeah, you know, but yeah, I mean, it's good to see them. A lot of LSU representatives are making it there, and also Louisiana people.
A lot of them in the championship games. I mean, you look at let's see who we got here.
Yeah, I mean, the big ones out of the championship was Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Odell Beckham,
Edwards-Helaire.
You know, and you had a couple linemen that were there, some defensive guys that were in it.
They're Matthew. You know, with the Chiefs. So you got a good representation there for LSU, for Louisiana, you know, as a whole.
Yeah.
And I just think let's go ahead and get into the second game. Well, the first game that we're talking about, second, whatever.
Yeah.
And just the one that I enjoyed way more than game.
Like, I mean, where do you want to start with the 21 unanswered coming out of the second half? Or
let's start with the adjustments. Okay, so going into the half, since he's trailing by 11,
right,
the Chiefs have a chance to they're knocking on the door for a touchdown. Okay, right. Cincy's defense was playing, they were playing 3-4 soft zone or 4-3. Soft zone the whole first half, and they were getting destroyed. They were getting destroyed. I don't know why the adjustments didn't happen sooner.
I feel like it might have been a rope-a-dope kind of situation.
Yeah, but
like,
that's so dangerous. That's dangerous as hell.
I agree, but I mean, maybe that's what it was.
I mean, you're going down 11. You're going in down 11, and then you were almost down 18.
I mean, look, if this game doesn't prove to you that Zach Taylor's coach of the year, I mean, there's nothing can prove right?
Absolutely no doubt. Absolutely no doubt in my mind.
Look, when you go into half in a championship game down by 11, 9 times out of 10, you lose that game.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, yeah. 9.9 times out of 10. Like, I mean, I'm not like, there's no reason that the Bengals should have came back and won this game.
No.
That was completely on.
If you even, if they kicked the field goal. And
Andy Reid just shit in the bed on exactly what happened. You know, I mean, and nobody can bitch about the overtime rules on this one.
Nope.
It played out just like it was supposed to. I say supposed to, but just like it should. The Chiefs had the ball. They came out, did absolutely nothing because, once again, they had no response for that Cincinnati defense in the second half.
And look, I'll say this. The way they changed it up when Cincy did in the second half was they went to a 3-4, and then that 3 was able to get so much pressure. I can't believe it. Like, the difference in the pressure in the two halves was just amazing, right? So then you've got
– I agree, Andrew, and they've been doing that all year. Mm-hmm. And with Wright, I mean, I'm not saying that he's a bad quarterback by any stretch of the imagination. I would love to have him on my team.
You know, anybody would love to have Patrick Mahomes.
But yes, I mean, if you listen to the commentators, you listen to everybody else, you listen to ESPN, you listen to whatever, and they'll tell you that he's the best thing since sliced bread. And, I mean, Joe Burrow just, I mean, proved he was better.
Yeah, and to see the Chiefs the Bengals offense switch, and the Bengals defense just really, I mean, let's be honest, the defense for the Bengals today and the defense for the Rams kept them in these games.
I mean, they
kept
them in these games.
And
I mean, they say defense wins championships, and that was proven today.
It's true. And then look, you have to have an offense too that can come back. And look what Cincinnati did. You know, 21 unanswered points. Well, not unanswered, but because they had that one, the field goal, of course, to send it to overtime for Kansas City.
Yeah, but it was 21 unanswered to put them in a spot to be winning the game.
Yeah.
Was it 21 unanswered? However many it was unanswered.
It was 20 unanswered. Yeah.
I think I posted it on the page. I did post it on the page. It was the second half stat from Cincy, from the Cincinnati game.
Yeah.
And it was, you're looking at the Chiefs. They punt it, interception, punt, interception, field goal for the win. I mean, for the tie. You know, so, I mean, they had absolutely nothing going on.
Those turnovers were just all defensive play. It was so good to see the schemes come together. You know, getting your hands up. It pops up that ball, boom, right into the other guy's hands. You know, you get in there, you're contesting the catch. You know, you're going up, the receiver's going up, the DBs are going up, and they just get the ball, right? It wasn't dumb mistakes. It was just really good defensive play. And that's what championship teams do. And that's the thing about Cincy's defense. They've been opportunistic all year. They're not either one of these teams, the Rams or the 49ers, but they're a really good opportunistic defense, and they adjust really well. And we saw that in the second half. Right.
Yeah. I mean, look, what I mainly want to talk about on this is I just totally just lost my train of thought. Like, it totally derailed. All right. Anyway,
choo choo.
Yeah, you take over because I'm gonna come back and think about it.
All right, so here we have the Super Bowl. Okay, Joe Burrow, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah,
9v9. I was actually gonna wear something black and orange, but I have nothing.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, it's 9 of the Burrow.
So, I am just – this is the teams that I picked. You had the 49ers, and I said the Rams. But we both were just sold on the Bengals. And I think
– And honestly, it was fanboy for the Bengals. I mean, look, I mean, most of us are LSU fans here, you know, in Louisiana. And most of us saw that season with Joe Burrow. He is yet to lose in a playoff type situation, right? And I mean, he got the magic going on this year. Like, I don't know what's the deal with him. I don't know why it's working out for him, you know, but he has the magic rolling, and he's the hot hand right now. And I think he's going to bring that into the Super Bowl. And they may not win because, like we've said over and over again, that San Francisco defense is so stout. But where they're weak is where they can exploit them, and that's in the secondary because they're down to Eric Weddle, you know, coming off the couch a few weeks ago because of injuries and whatnot. So with Joe Burrow in that Cincinnati offense, they can exploit the weakness in the Rams defense. And that's the secondary.
Yep. And you're going to have a hard time because of Boyd, Higgins, Chase. It's just the weapons in Cincinnati are as many, if not more, than in Los Angeles. And I think it's going to be very hard for the Rams to generate enough pressure on Burrow because he can scurry so well. Right? He won that game. He won the game with his feet. He won the game with his feet.
It's not something he's been doing this season a whole lot since his knee injury, but when he has to is what he does what he has to do. And that's the big weakness on this Cincinnati offense is their offensive line. And we've seen last year in the Super Bowl with the Chiefs offensive line and Tampa Bay just all over, you know, Mahomes the entire game. I think he ran more yards backwards than he completed, yeah. You know, as passes Dude. Forward. So, I mean, that is a tough matchup. You know, that is a major thing right here. That defensive line of the Rams against the offensive line of the Bengals. It's weird to say these team names going into the Super Bowl, by the way.
Right.
I mean, the Bengals hadn't been here like in 33 years. I mean, last time I remember seeing them in the Super Bowl, you know, I was five.
I wasn't even watching football back then.
You know, and they got the tar beat out of them. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, that's how long. And I love seeing this. I love seeing the changing of the guards. I love seeing the new teams make it. I love seeing this. So it makes it more exciting. It's not the Patriots. It's not the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know. The Rams were there a few years ago. The Bengals hadn't been there in 30-something years. So it's just fun to see this going on.
In honor of this, we're gonna let the Icky Shuffle here play.
Okay, but I mean, yeah. So I mean, was this your last Super Bowl year?
In the draft, once you got to Cincinnati,
All right, we'll just let that just roll in the background. But
yeah, I mean, that was 1988.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, we had the Icky Shuffle.
Yeah, and, I mean, what you I saw, mean, they had Icky on the. They had Icky on the field. He was out there. He got the trophy and presented it and stuff like that, which I thought was cool. It was just like, here's Icky Woods, like 30-something years later, sending a team that, you know, has guys his kids' age. You know, they could be his kids ready to go to the freaking. Here comes the shuffle.
And here we got the shuffle coming.
It'll show up eventually. Anyway. Oh,
come on. but I mean, yeah. I mean, it's good to see these new teams coming. And like I said,
there it is. There's the shuffle.
You know, and to see this with Burrow this year, and we're going to have a change in the guards coming around again. I mean, you're going to have other teams doing it with Herbert in the Herbert with the Chargers and you know, Burrow here, Josh Allen's going to make one soon. Mahomes is still going to make another one. You know that team has that power to do it. He has that power to do it. And just seeing those teams in the NFL right now, in the AFC, proves to me that they're going to probably be that powerhouse for a few years. And the NFC is getting weaker every day, right? Because, I mean, you're talking about Aaron Rodgers possibly leaving to go to Denver. He's talking about a very good possibility of Tom Brady finally retiring. Saints are about to be blown up. Dallas is still going to be Dallas. You know, with Aaron Rodgers leaving, that drops Green Bay. So, I mean, really the only teams you have left in the NFC is going to be the Rams and the 49ers. So, I mean, you'll probably see those two teams battling back and forth for the next few years trying to make a Super Bowl. You know, I just don't see anybody else in the NFC making those moves. The powerhouses are in the AFC right now.
Yeah, it really depends on where Russell Wilson goes. to me.
Yeah, but I mean that team is basically irrelevant right now. Like even with Russell Wilson, that team is still irrelevant.
Right, but I'm saying if he goes somewhere that gives him a better opportunity, he'll be back in that discussion. He's a Super Bowl quarterback. Let's not.
Yeah, I mean he's been the what three, but I mean it depends on where he lands. You know, so I mean it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen in the coming years in the NFC. Because, like I said, it's going to be a long time. But the Saints having this they say it's not going to be a complete rebuild for the Saints, but, I mean, you know it will be.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in sadder news today, I lost every bet that I made on on football. So, I mean, it was just a rough day.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
You know, I picked the over on the I had the Cincinnati pick right. I picked the over. They went under. I picked 49ers, and I had the under on the on this game. I got the under on this one, but the Rams won, so that just wasn't going to happen. And I mean, it would have been nice too, man, because if that would have hit, that was $1,000 coming my way off a $28 bet. So
well, at least now we can enjoy this next year. And right, we're gonna set up daily fantasy teams for our picks. That way it's gonna be a little more fun. We're gonna have a blast with this next year.
I think we should play the parlay on our picks also.
We should.
Four game parlay.
We should. Why not?
Just on our picks, just to see, you know, who does better, and you know, we'll keep it running total and see who wins more money.
That's so good. All right, Captain, what else you got?
I mean, I got nothing except
prediction. Let's go. Who's gonna win it?
I'm predicting. Look, I gotta stick with them again. I mean, you had them from the beginning.
Yep. I'm sticking with it.
You had them from the beginning of this. You're with it, and I'm gonna jump on your bandwagon, and I'm gonna go with the Cincinnati Bengals to win their Super Bowl.
I will not be upset if I see Matthew Stafford get a ring.
No, but I'm riding that Bengals train. I'm not going to say it, you know, I can't say it because it just sounds stupid. And it feels
does
wrong
sound
coming
stupid
off my, coming out of my mouth.
But you will text it.
I will text it, but I won't. I'll make you say it in your own head before I say it. But, you know, I'm all on board with the Bengals. And I think it'll end up being a close game like this. But I think they're going to pull it out.
I think it will be the Bengals too. I think that they're good enough offensively to overcome the Rams defense. And since the Rams weakness is vertical, that's the Bengals specialty.
That's where Burrow can beat him.
Yep. And I think that the Bengals defense is good enough to keep the Rams offense a touchdown behind, which is all you really need.
You got to keep him 3 points behind because McPherson is
dude's money. Dude is
money right now.
Money, so, money, money. You know, Cade York is going to be the next McPherson. That's for sure.
Well, I mean, we'll see. But McPherson is he's. I mean, he should win. Like, if there's a special team award, like special team player of the year,
probably going to be him.
Like that, it should be him. We don't talk enough about the special teams. They're the unsung heroes of many teams, and he has proven his weight in gold on why they use a draft pick on him.
Yep. All right, everybody. Well, we have our Super Bowl. So we're going to have our Super Bowl party. So we probably won't come to you until the next day with our quick Super Bowl analysis. It won't be super deep.
I mean, or we might go live right after. I mean, we'll be in
we'll
the
see.
Same room together.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works out.
More to come. Keep an eye on the page.
You might see Tootsie sitting right next to me in the same exact room right here. So we'll see how that works out.
Hold me.
But yeah. Yeah, it's been a while. You know, we were going to try to get together today, but you said you weren't feeling great.
No, yeah. I just got back from a long trip, and I was up in Utah, and I came all the way back down, and the weather and the pressure, and I'm so congested right now. I just didn't want to chance anything. Because I know your house has been sick on and off, so.
We're finally good, so everybody's good. So, but all right, guys, that's what we got tonight. Nothing super long, but you know, check us out in 2 weeks. We'll probably come see you next week with a little bit of something. Nothing huge, but probably review the awards because that should come out next week.
Yep.
And, you know, we'll probably come to y'all next Monday and let y'all know what's going on.
All right, guys. See you then.
Deuces.
Honestly, wouldn't have wanted to win that game any other way. Okay, to go down the bitter end and ruin the guy who's been the turnover, but he's been banging on turnovers all season. Get that ball out.
Get the ball.
Jermaine Black out. Yeah. That was a fitting way to end this thing, man. And some of you guys will realize this now. Kevin, Clark, Darren, Rob, EB. Some guys will realize it in this moment. Some guys won't process this for 5, 10, 15 years. But what you guys did for the city of Cincinnati today, there's not words can describe that.
We ain't done yet. That's fine.
We expected to win this game. We expected to go to the next round. And now here we go. We start a whole new week of work. We're not ready for vacation. There's two game balls for this game. Okay? The first one is to Mike Brown and Nancy Brown. Okay? There's no owner in the history of football that comes to every practice, every walkthrough, is in the building on Christmas, Thanksgiving, all through summer vacation, okay? And he's waited a long time for this thing, and this goes to him. Hey, the next one is a new tradition. We start today with our first playoff win. It goes to the city of Cincinnati, and we pass these things out at bars across Cincinnati tonight. And we let the fans celebrate with us. Every single, I'll select a few to represent. Every playoff game from here on out, the city shares in this with us. Okay, so game ball to the city of Cincinnati. We'll let them enjoy it. We expect to be on a 7-day work week, so business as usual tomorrow. Okay, enjoy this one tonight. Let's get ready to go, baby. Okay, so I'll let you guys break it down. Go ahead.
Hey, that's one. I said the standard was a Super Bowl. That's one. We got more to go, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Who they?
Who they? Who they say gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they?
Who they
say gonna beat them Bengals? No.